I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Next May 7th, 2025, a year out from now, all Americans are going to have a new form of identification. Did you know that? I did not know that until this morning. It's called the Real ID. And if you want to travel around the world or do a whole bunch of stuff, particularly in New York State, you're going to have the Real ID. It's going to cost you $30. And this goes back to what we were talking about yesterday. They're taxing everything. Pretty soon, if you grow flowers in your yard, they will be taxed. Anyway, the Real ID, it's a bit complicated. Now, I'm not going to go through it here. I want you to look it up. New York State Real ID. Just Google it and it'll pop up. But you got to do a number of things to get it. Got to have a number of documents, and that people are going to get caught by surprise, and they're going to be a jam up and chaos. So you got to get out in front. So I'm going to get out in front of this summer. I'm going to get all my documents together. You got to have it if you travel extensively, and I do. So the Real ID, no longer will they take driver's licenses in some places. You got to have the Real ID. Okay. The point of the matter is that our freedom is declining. The government is now intruding in every portion of our lives. And once they pass these rules, there's nothing we can do about it. So if you go to Europe, most of the countries, the government controls everything cradle to grave. So let's take Sweden, for example, 11 million people in Sweden. Okay. And very liberal country, although they have stopped the migration, which led to a 10% population rise of non-Swedes. And that altered the society. And they don't want that in Stockholm. So now they're onerous in their regulations against people coming there. Anyway, if you are a Swede, you do what the government tells you to do because they are in charge of your health care, of education, of your pension, of your hospitalization, of everything. Unless you can somehow make enough money to hire private people, which you can't, because Swedish taxes are so high. And this is what the progressive movement wants in America, the government to call all the shots, Albany to call all the shots. And we're well on our way. The next big brawl, there are going to be two big brawls down the lane. Reparations for African Americans, that's not going away, particularly in the liberal states like California, New York, Illinois. And the wealth tax. They, progressives, desperately want to come into your home to look at all your stuff and slap a tax on what you already have bought or have acquired through inheritance or whatever it may be. Oh, look at that nice painting. How much is that worth? Oh, well, you'll pay 2% of that to Albany every year. That's what they want. And that's called the redistribution of income. So you got a mammoth amount of money coming in, they'll give it to the people who don't have very much. That's socialism. That's what the progressives want. Okay, back to the Real ID. So $30 for every adult, do the math. And it goes right in. All the government has to do is give you a little laminated card, probably costs them 50 cents. And they get that money. That's another tax that'll drive people crazy. Drives me nuts every time I turn around. There's somebody who wants to tax. And you know, there's private sectors carrying into this. If you do carry out now and you call a restaurant and say, look, I want to take out, I'll pick it up. And you go in, you order something. Well, the guy flips it around and there's a tip for who? The cook, the counter guy handed me the package. And it's not like a buck or no, it's 15, 20% of the bill. And you don't want to look like a cheapskate. I don't care. So I don't, I just tell a person if I know them, here's a couple of bucks, but I'm not, you know, I'm not giving you 15% of what I just paid for this restaurant so you can hand me a bag. It's everywhere.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.